Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Such an honor to be in God's presence this morning. Before we take our seats, please just join me as we boldly proclaim our 2026 confession. Amen. Should be up on the overhead in a minute and on the screen for our fellowshippers online. Let's go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I'm taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walkover, and flyover year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the Lord, that the God of Israel, who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or to be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of nonstop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promises now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is still news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this season, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump, and he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God said he has given me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah, and from rejected to Beulah, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to donor, from supplanter to contender, in this season, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I'm anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken. And my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you, dry bones. Come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you, cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life to you, dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Just begin to speak life over yourself right now. Heavenly Father, we speak life upon your children. We speak life on your plan. We speak life to our bodies, oh God. We speak life to your church. We speak life to our ministry, oh God. We speak life to our families. We speak life to the works of our hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I'm taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walkover, and flyover year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. And please turn to your neighbor and say, the shift is here. The shift is here. The shift is here. And I am taking over in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Such a privilege to be in God's house today. Such a privilege to be in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And it's an honor to be in your midst, sharing God's word with God's people. Welcome, ma'am. It's nice to have you in our midst. Praise the Lord. I know that the Lord sent you here for a purpose. He has a word for you, and he wants to bless you, and he wants you to be a blessing to someone else. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's been a couple of weeks since we were here together. You know, we thank God for the gift of life. We thank God for the gift of life. Amen. I just want to thank God for our pastors. And they're not here today, but we just want to thank God for their lives. Thank God for the work that he is doing through them. And thank God for the opportunity to speak God's word to you and bring God's word to you. I just pray that God speaks through me today, that faith will arise in your hearts as you listen to his word. Now, it might be a word that you've heard before, but every time you're in the presence of God, there's something new to learn. You must walk away with something new. That responsibility is yours. It's not mine. The job of the preacher is to bring you the word of God. Your job is to have an open mind. It's to connect with your Heavenly Father. It's to do your pre-work before you come into church and ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes so that you can see, so that you can hear him. Amen? Hallelujah. So just follow along with me. Follow along with the Holy Spirit this afternoon. Praise God. And we just want to thank God for always blessing us with an awesome word through our senior pastor during our midweek service. You know, this last week was extremely powerful as we delve into the love revolution, as we just understand more and more of the love of God. God's word is always on point. It is always on time. It is the way it comes, the way it hits you, it must cause you to stop. It must cause you to just pause and be like, God, this is for me. Amen. And last Wednesday, one of the key lessons I learned, and thank God Pastor Kermit was talking about that, a senior pastor said, we may have similar experiences, but we will never have the same outcome. So we can never limit God to human logic or a formula. Which is, you know, that's what the world wants. The world wants a formula. They want human logic. They want A plus B must be C. If God says A plus B is DZ, that's what it is. Hallelujah. Can't confine God to human logic, human standards. God has a spiritual standard. He has a heavenly standard. You know, in his word, in Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9, he said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my way, are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Brothers and sisters, God has a divine template. He has a divine template, and his divine template reflects and reveals how he operates. So what is a template? A template is a pattern, a guide, a model that you can use to create repeatable patterns. God has a template. It's a divine template backed by his principles. Amen? All through the Bible, we see God's divine template in operation. How God takes what is available, what's ordinary, how he sends his word, how his children hear his voice and respond to his voice with obedience and faith, how his children position themselves. And then we see how God demonstrates his power time after time. You know, when I look back this week, and for those of us in Northeast Ohio, I don't know what part of town you were in, but Thursday night about 6 o'clock, you know, you got that notification on your phones, and it wasn't a severe thunderstorm. It was a severe tornado warning. I've never seen that before in my life. And if you're prepared for it, good. Actually, you should be prepared for it. But that day, had the family together. We were huddled together in a room, and we're just praying, you know, God, let this pass, you know? But you think back and you look, you've seen that on TV so many times, whereby a tornado just comes a couple of seconds and it just does damage, wipes away so much. Now, whether they were prepared or not, whether they were taking shelter or not, the tornado doesn't want to know that. It's coming. And just in that room with my family, it just hit me like, for those who have lived through it and survived, and for those who didn't even survive, you know, this was their headspace before it hit. They're taking shelter, but it still hit. You know, so we give God praise that passed, that did not land. It's not part of our covenant with God. We shouldn't be in the midst of that. Amen? Now, we know God has a divine template. But within his divine template, there are uncountable sub-templates, different methods that the Lord uses to bring his miracles. So there's a template for breakthrough. There's a template for provision. And God just, you know, he just blesses his children. And I was thinking about it this morning. There was a movie I saw many years ago. I'm not sure who has seen it in the room. I think it's Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey. It's an old movie. But I think he was trying to play God, which was not, I mean, a human being can never do that. But there was a part of that movie that really stuck with me as a child. And it's about how God does what he does when he does it. It's amazing because he's thinking he's God, and there are phone calls coming from everywhere. There's a phone call from Malawi. There's a phone call from China. There's a phone call from Eastern Europe. There's a phone call all around. So you're calling. We're all calling God at the same time. And he's trying to keep up. And, I mean, you know, that's impossible. There can be only one God. And we thank God that human beings are not God. Because I can tell you, by the time I get the fifth one, I'm like, you know what, bro? Bro, you're on your own. But God has customized templates for every single one of his children. How he would do it, I don't know. All I know is that he has promised to make it good. And I know we all, thank God, we all know why God does what he does. He loves us so much. His love is everlasting. His love cannot be replicated by any human being. Amen. So there's so many different sub-templates. That's why we can have similar experiences but come up with different outcomes. Because God knows exactly what you need. He knows what I need. He's drawn up the blueprint for my life as well as your life. It's not the same. It's not the same because our purposes are different. Amen. I mean, God, the word of God says in Job 9:10, he says he does great things past finding out. Yes, wonders without number. You know, God ultimately, he determines the template. He determines the process. He determines the outcome for every single one of us. Amen? So please be very, very thankful for all that God has done in your life. But never assume that the way he brought your breakthrough in the past is the same way he'll do it in the future. You can't limit him. You can't limit him to just one method. He can bring it about any way, through any person, through any means. Amen. He knows what's best for us in every situation. So let God work. Let God show you the incredible. Amen. Amen. Last time we were here, Senior Pastor was sharing with us from the book of Luke, chapter 5 from verse 26. And we'll read this in the Amplified Version. Amen. Amen. Luke 5:26. And the word of God said, an overwhelming astonishment and ecstasy seized them all, and they recognized and praised and thanked God. And they were filled with and controlled by reverential fear and kept saying, we have seen wonderful and strange and incredible and unthinkable things today. Amen. Amen. As your pastor said, that if this verse of scripture hasn't happened for you yet in this year, 2026, you have unfinished business with God. So expect it. Look for it. Wait on the Lord for it. Ask God for it. God, I want to see more and more of the incredible. I want to see incredible every day of my life. And a key part of that scripture is, the Bible says they kept saying. So they didn't just say it once. It was so big. Their hearts, their minds could not contain it. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Because God will make you say, look what the Lord has done. Because you can't manufacture it. You can't make it happen. So where am I going with this message today, brothers and sisters in Christ? It might not look too incredible today. But trust God's word. Trust God. Trust his word. Trust his process. Trust his divine template. Trust his timing. You know, before the incredible, there is the ordinary. There is the natural. Some things in your life just look ordinary. Looks just, you know, same last year, same this year. But let's take a look at the paralytic in Luke 5 from verse 17. Because before the incredible, there was the ordinary for the paralytic. There was a life before he got paralyzed. Day by day, he was paralyzed. He was trying to get healing. Amen? To the human eye, it just looked like any ordinary day. Word of God says in Luke 5:17, says, now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the mist before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." Just see how their faith caught Jesus' attention. Amen? That's how faith works. Your faith catches the attention of our Heavenly Father. Amen. And we all know at the end of the story, in verse 25, the Word of God says, immediately he rose up before them after Jesus said, "Rise up and walk." Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and he departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." Amen and amen. You know, we must be looking for that amazing, that ecstasy, that thing that makes you say, "See what the Lord has done. It is amazing. It is incredible." But for that to happen, we must be positioned to experience these incredible miracles. If they were not in that gathering, he could have spent the rest of his life being a paralytic. It's possible. But they were at the right place, at the right time, in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And you know what? God has a purpose for every single one of us. Every single issue, according to God's word, has an expiration date. Every single issue, the Lord has determined an expiration date for that issue. It can be with you, but it's not meant to stay with you. Amen? That's not God's plan for you. It's not meant to stay with you. And God has a template for every single issue that you're faced with. So let's look at that divine promise from God's word. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 59 from verse 19 in the New King James. Amen. Isaiah 59 verse 19. Amen. God is faithful. Word of God says, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will what? Lift up a standard against him." Word of God says when, not if. So we all know that the enemy is going to come in like a flood. Someday. Multiple times. Sometimes multiple times in a day. Sometimes multiple times in a week. Sometimes multiple times in a year. But what would the Spirit of the Lord do? God has promised that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a heavenly standard against the enemy on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. And last Wednesday, as a senior pastor was ministering on the Lord Revolution, he said, the love of God creates a shield for God's covenant child. So there's a shield around us, a hedge of protection through which the enemy has no right, has no authority to bridge in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Bible says in Psalms 3:3, it says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're my glory and the lifter up of my head." One of my favorite worship songs. Thou, O Lord, you're a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. That means my head can never be hung down low. There is a lifting up for me because the Lord is my shield. God is a very present help in trouble. He's our refuge. He's our strength. So with God on your side, I want to tell you today that you are always in the middle of a miracle. Always in the middle of a miracle. Your miracle is around the corner. Amen. Now, 2026, in this season, praise the Lord, is a year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here And I am taking over in the mighty name of Jesus. And this is a promise backed by God himself to his children. But if we're honest with ourselves, some things in our lives, it still looks ordinary. We've seen some extraordinary things. We've seen some supernatural things. Some areas of our lives, we have seen the shift this year. But we want more. And there's nothing with wanting more from the Lord. You should seek more because the Lord has more in store for you. Amen? He has exceedingly abundantly, far above all that you can ask or think. That is Jehovah himself. And he has promised. He's backed it up. Then all through the Bible, we see many instances where God started with what existed in the natural, started with the ordinary, before revealing the supernatural. Let's look at some of these supernatural miracles. Let's look at, let's go to the creation story in Genesis 1. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You know, the world has its own template, but template's useless. You know, template's good for nothing. The template, the world's template cannot bring forth the supernatural. It's just impossible. With all the formulas, with all the technology, with all the AI, with all the forecasts, with all the equations, with all the code, the world's template can never stand where the template of the Lord is, where God's divine template operates. It's impossible. Amen. Let's go to Genesis 1:1. Word of God says, in the beginning, hallelujah, amen, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. Amen. Somebody say, it was good. It was good because the Lord does great things. He makes it good at all times. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Brothers and sisters, one word from God is what you need to change your situation. That's one thing that I want you to always remember. Now, we hear this over and over and over again. But when we go out, you come into church, you hear the word of God preached, you go out, and then life starts happening. And then you lose track of the word of God, of God's promise to you, of the power of the authority that the King of Kings has. And you see, sometimes you see the enemy and you automatically think you have been defeated. God forbid. Just because an enemy shows up doesn't mean defeat for me. It means that God will be glorified in this situation because this enemy must fall in the mighty name of Jesus. So I know there are enemies all around. Sometimes you're trying to sleep and there are voices in your head. Something coming up. Could be a bill. It could be something that just overwhelms you. Something that embarrasses you. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I've deprived the world of power to harm you, says the Lord. Amen. So it doesn't matter what that situation is. It could be chaotic. It could be frustrating, you know. Every situation must bow down to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That is divine principle. It's kingdom principle etched in God's divine template. It must bow down. As long as God is in it, it's not over. It's not finished. It's only the beginning. Amen. Amen. Just love it when God shows up. Don't you love it when God shows up? Whereby you think all hope is lost. And then the Lord shows up for you. his beloved child. He's done it time and time and time again. I can just look in the room. I can just remember some testimonies of how the Lord came through for all of us. And I can tell you that whatever I know about your situation is just a fragment of it. God has done so much for you. Amen. So every situation must bow down. Amen. Word of God says that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In Philippians 2. Amen. God is faithful. He's always doing miracles. Let's look at one of his many miracles. When our Lord Jesus Christ turned water to wine at the wedding in Cana. Please, let's go to the book of John 2 from verse 1. Amen. God's always watching out for his children. He's always starting with what you have. What you have in your hands. What is available in this ordinary situation that you're looking at? What is available? Don't worry, I can work with it. You know, but you have to trust me. Amen. Amen. So from John 2, from verse 1. Now, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." And his mother said to the servants, as mothers always know, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Amen. Now there were 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now. Take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. And when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." Verse 11, this is the beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed him. Amen. It's a miracle. God using the ordinary, what they had available, to bring forth a supernatural miracle. So obviously from this situation, you know that you definitely need people like Mary at your wedding or any function that you have, because it wasn't the hosts that went to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was Mary who sensed a need and went to the Lord Jesus and told them, "There is no wine." Amen. You need people to recognize the need in your life and go to the Lord in prayer. Those are the people you need around you. You know, sorry to say, but your coworkers won't do that for you. I don't care how much they love you. I don't care how much they're happy to see you on a Monday so you can do the work. But they won't do that for you. You need to surround yourself with people who recognize a need in your life and go on their knees and talk to the Lord in prayer on your behalf. And you should be that for someone. Amen. Because for the host to run out of water, it was more than embarrassing. I mean, in today's world, you go to a wedding, go to an event, and they say the food is finished. I mean, I was invited. You told me to RSVP. I RSVP in time, thank God. And then I show up and food is finished. It could be very embarrassing, you know. But there was water. The wine was out, but there was water. Water looks very, very ordinary. Those six water pots look very, very ordinary. But the Bible says that those water pots could contain 20 or 30 gallons of water, and there were six of them. In the midst of this situation, we see Mary telling those servants that they should do whatever Jesus tells them to do. So when we see the obedience, I think for me, I think what really caught my attention was the obedience of the servants. You know, they didn't have anything to lose, really. I mean, they are working. Hopefully they are getting paid, you know, to usher at the wedding. But their obedience to God's commands, we should learn from this, because obedience to God's command, that is divine principle. That's how you participate in God's breakthrough for yourself or for someone else. Amen? So six ordinary water pots could hold at least, so we know it could hold at least 20 gallons of water. That's 120 gallons of water. That the servants had to use their energy, fill up with water. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ told them to fill it up with water, and they were so wise, they filled it up to the brim. That's a lot of work. That is a lot of work. But you didn't even understand the miracle. They didn't understand the instruction. And then the Lord said, God did not say, taste the water, see whether it has turned to wine. Now, he said, take it to the master of the event. Take it to the master of the feast. Let him do the tasting. God forbid that we are like stubborn, disobedient children of God, whereby God says, take it to the master of the feast, and then on our way, we want to taste it to make sure it's wine first. That's how the world thinks. I'm not going to embarrass myself and say, hey, but when God says, take it to the master of the feast, there's something spectacular about to happen, something supernatural about to happen. My prayer for all of us is that we will all have faith in God like those servants, whereby the thus saith the Lord, we hold on to, we do it completely in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And they obeyed the voice of the Lord, and then they filled those ordinary jars, and then good wine. Amen. But we can see what happened in this story. The Lord took what was ordinary, and he created something beautiful, something supernatural, a miracle. Your situation is no different. Every single situation you will face in this life is no different. The enemy has nothing for us. This world has nothing for us. You know, what does the enemy want to do? His job, kill, steal, destroy. Nothing more than that. Nothing good comes out of that. But God says, I've come to give you life and give it more abundantly. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, it will always stay ordinary until God comes in. If you want it to stay ordinary, God forbid that you're satisfied with the ordinary. If you want it to stay ordinary, keep God out. But God forbid that that is our portion. We want the Lord all up in our midst. We want the Lord. We want to partner with the Holy Spirit at all times, every day. Holy Spirit, where are you? Holy Spirit, I need you. I'm desperate for you. I'm crying out for you. I can't do this without you. And I always tell people, I love it when I get to that place whereby I am totally powerless, whereby the world, lose faith in the world. The Bible says, have faith in God, not faith in the world. Don't have faith in this arm of flesh that cannot guarantee that they will be alive tomorrow. I want to see the incredible. That should be our heart's cry. So what's God saying to us today? He's saying, give me your ordinary. I can use your ordinary. Amen? Give me your ordinary. But wait a minute. There's work for you to do. There's work for you to do. And that work, you will do it. You must do it in the midst of the ordinary to show that you trust me. Because the bottom line of every issue is a trust issue. Who do you trust? Do you trust the world? Do you trust in your abilities? Or do you trust God? I trust in God. Amen. You will trust in God in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. But it always boils down to you do the possible and watch God do the impossible in your life. Amen. Please stand with me as we bring this message to a close this morning. Just love how God works. And sometimes it feels like all through our lives we've heard messages like this. But today God wants to remind you that he has a divine template that assures that you and I will experience the supernatural in our lives. There was a young shepherd boy named David. A young shepherd boy trusted God and killed the giant Goliath armed with 5 ordinary smooth stones and a sling. But guess what? He only needed one. Hallelujah. He only needed one because the God who delivers, the Lord of the breakthrough, was with him. Everyone else saw an ordinary little shepherd boy. But what they didn't know was that little ordinary shepherd boy had a revelation of God's ever dependable divine template. He didn't forget how big his God was. He didn't see the enemy and flee. That little ordinary shepherd boy, who was soon to be king, knew that they that know their God shall be strong. Knew that they that know their God shall be strong. They shall do exploits. Amen. So I don't know what your situation is today. It might look ordinary, it might look chaotic, it might look out of sorts. Regardless of what your situation looks like, just want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that God is in control. God is always in control. He has promised that he will never leave you. He has promised that he will never forsake you. He has promised to raise a heavenly standard against the enemy on your behalf. He has promised that he will have the last laugh. God will have the final say in every single situation. Thank God, because the shift is here. And we are taking over in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your holy word today. We thank you, Lord, for all your children, oh God, trusting in you, hoping in you. Father, we say thank you, Lord, for the wisdom to maintain a posture of faith in you in every situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you, Lord. Help us to not despise the ordinary in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to heed to your word, heed to your commands, oh God. Heed to your voice, oh God. Help us to be led by the Holy Spirit at all times. Help us to see you, Lord. Help us to look at every situation from your vantage point, from a place of perspective, from a place of authority, from a place of power. Trusting in the one true God, the one who is and who is to come. Father, thank you, Lord, because you do great things past finding out. Marvelous are your works, O God. Awesome is your power. Father, we just say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. Now, I just want you to pray for yourself. Just ask God for the incredible that he has prepared for you. Ask God to open your eyes to see, to hear him. Open your ears so that you can hear him. Father, nothing overwhelms your children, oh God, but your presence, your incredible praise to your incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you, Lord, because you love us so much. Thank you, Lord, because your divine template, oh God, your divine template, Lord, we subscribe to in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We trust you, Heavenly Father, as we await all the incredible miracles that you have promised us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen.